We are joined right now by the new head basketball coach at Louisville. He was introduced as the new coach on March 28th. He spent the last three seasons at the College of Charleston, reaching the NCAA tournament each of the last 2 years. He was the Coastal Athletic Association Coach of the Year last season. In his 12 seasons as a college head coach, he has posted a winning percentage of 681 with 11 conference championships, 4 NCAA appearances. We are joined right now by Pat Kelsey. Pat, it's been a minute, but it's great to have you back on. Pat, how are you?
Romy, I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me on. I'm going to write down a lot of those nice things you said about me and share them with my in-laws when they come in town next.
You should, Pat.
It's an honor, man, to be in the jungle. I'm a huge, huge fan. The times throughout my career when I was at Winthrop in Charleston, when I was able to be on your show, was some of the coolest moments of my professional career, man. And I mean it. You're a legend.
My dude, that is such high praise, Pat. That means the world to me. I appreciate that. And now that you're at a program like Louisville, that you haven't forgotten that, and you were a quick yes, means a lot to me as well. In fact, why don't you talk about that for a minute, Pat? How would you sum up the last few weeks where you led the College of Charleston back to the NCAA tournament, you accepted the position at Louisville, and then you had to dive right into recruiting and assembling your staff? What's it all been like?
Yeah, you know, you hear the term, the phrase, and people say, you feel like you're drinking out of a fire hose with a straw. And I like to think, and you know how I am, Romy. Coach Prosser, my mentor, used to refer to me or describe me as making coffee nervous. So I try not to sip out of the fire hose with a straw. I'm trying to eat the fire hose. And there's things coming fast and furious. And, you know, when you make changes like this, moves in your life, like, yes, as a professional, you just jump in with 2 feet, you run toward it, whether it's promoting your program like I'm doing right now on your radio show. It's nonstop recruiting, the craziness of the transfer portal and things like that. But there's major changes that happen in your life as well. You know, I'm moving 2 teenagers from the school that they're in, their high school, and my son's 5th grade, and he's moving to a new part of the country. So disappointed that he's leaving his friends, but I'm going to tell you right now, when he walked into this practice facility and he saw 2 gyms, and I mean, it's like a hoop haven, he said, "Mom, when the heck are we moving?" So I didn't have to convince that dude very much. The Kelseys are excited to get to the Ville.
Man, I love that energy so much. Pat Kelsey joining us. Pat, go back. I wanted to follow up because you and I have talked, and you know I love Skip Prosser, and those who know what a legend Skip was. But you said something else, that when you have change in your life, and it can be kind of scary, you need to sprint right to it. You know, like you run to the train, not away from the train. Can you just elaborate on that? Because there's so many people that are inert, and they're afraid, and they're trapped, and they're stuck because they don't want that thing. But you need that, right? You need that challenge. What do you do with that challenge, and what's your mentality about that? Finish that thought.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna say a name that maybe nationally his reputation might not be what it was years and years ago, but I'm from Cincinnati, right? The 513 Cincinnati Reds have been throughout generations and generations of family there, and one of the most beloved and revered names in Cincinnati's Pete Rose. And I grew up watching him, and you know, everything he did full bore, right? Heck, this year in the NCAA tournament, or actually it was in the conference tournament, I showed our guys a clip from the 1970 All-Star game. Game didn't mean anything. It's a stinking exhibition. And Pete's on second, base hit to left field, ninth inning of the All-Star game. Pete rounds third, and Ray Fosse, one of his best friends in baseball, caught the ball. He was the catcher, and Pete just barreled over him and ran him over. He said, "You know, when you lace it up, you know, you play to win." And that's just kind of how my dad and my mom taught me, you know, to live my life and go about things. You attack them. My mom never said, "Hey, man, hey, Pat, good luck tonight at your game. I hope you score 20. I hope you guys win." She said one thing and one thing only, and that was dive on the loose ones. Right, dive on the loose one. So that's kind of the way I live my life. And yes, unbelievable opportunity to be the head coach at one of the most historic, tradition-rich programs in the history of college basketball. In this new age of new challenges, a couple years ago, in the advent of the transfer portal, in the advent of NIL, we said we're going to run toward it. You know, in any industry, Romy, you know this. If you hesitate, if you tiptoe into the lion's den, you're going to get eaten. So we ran toward it and tried to embrace it, because if you don't in any industry, you're going to get run over and you're going to get run out of the business.
I'm getting fired up. I'm just so hyped hearing that. It's so true. We're joined by Pat Kelsey. He's new head coach at Louisville. You know, I don't know if it resonated with your guys. You could tell me if it did or didn't. But, of course, I know that famous moment you're talking about. I mean, Pete Rose, in a game that was termed an exhibition, he ran Ray Fosse literally into the dugout. And Fosse was never the same after that. He literally, I mean, he continued his career, but he was never the player that he was prior to that. And Pete Rose only knew one way. He only had one gear. You know, Pat, to your fact, your kids, when they walk in and they see that facility, anybody who knows college basketball knows the rich history and tradition of the Louisville program dating back to Danny Crum, Rick Pitino. Having said all that, it's hard to imagine that the Cardinals have posted four consecutive losing seasons. So how do you view the job? Is it a rebuild, or is it more of a reset to get it back to where it's been traditionally?
Well, you know, I think, first of all, you mentioned the rich tradition. You mentioned Rick Pitino and Danny Crum. I mean, you walk into our practice facility, you walk into the Yum Center, which is one of the greatest arenas, I think, in college basketball, an NBA arena. And you look up and you see banners, and that speaks, you know, to the mystique. That speaks to the expectation. I really believe, Romy, in today's day and age, that you can get good quick, right? I mean, you look at 2 years ago at Charleston, we had a magical season, top 25, 31 games, 122 in a row, and season ends, a bunch of grad transfers graduated. A couple other guys went Power Five. We had four guys on our roster in the middle of April, and we rebuilt it and we did it again. You know, the transfer portal is giveth and taketh away, right? And the transient nature of the business now with guys coming and going, it's a constant approach where at the end of every season, you have to think roster management, you have to think talent acquisition, you have to put the pieces together. And then, you know, once your team gets there in June for summer school, I think part of the secret sauce and the teams that are the most successful are able to put pieces together very, very quickly, create a winning culture, get everybody moving in the same direction, and go attack for a championship.
See, very clearly, while some are complaining about the portal, you have embraced it because of what it is and used it to your advantage. You know, Pat, you mentioned your mom. I want to ask you about your dad. Your father, Mike, attended your introductory presser, and he served in the Marine Corps. How much did he help shape the person and coach you've become? What's he like?
Yeah, my dad's my hero. My dad's been in the car business for 54 years, Romy, and you know, maybe if you ask 1,000 people out there, okay, let's talk about different industries, let's talk about the car business, and people might feel a certain type of way, because my dad's one of the most finest, one of the finest, most upstanding, black and white, between your eyes, honest as a train wreck guy that I've ever met. He worked long hours. The automotive retail business is brutal on a family. I mean, they call it ding to dong, man. Opens at 9, closes at 9. People come in to buy a car, you take it up at 8:50, you're there till 10:30 at night. That's all I knew growing up. But somehow, some way, Romy, he was always present. He was always at my games. He found a way to be present in my life. I think fathers, the best gift parents that they can give to their children is to believe in them. And there's nobody that believed me like my father did, like my mother did, and I wouldn't be here as the head coach at the University of Louisville without the extraordinary parents that I had.
What an awesome statement. Pat Kelsey joining us. So, Pat, with everything you've got going on, I'm curious, did you get a chance to watch the national semifinals on Saturday? If so, what were your biggest takeaways?
I wish I was there, first and foremost. You know, that when you get to that Final Four, I mean, I think the NCAA tournament, Romy, is the greatest spectacle in American sports. There's going to be a lot of people, the majority of people out there, that'll say the Super Bowl. There's going to be a lot of people in Louisville that's going to say it's the Kentucky Derby. The 150th running is this May, and it's as big as it stinking gets. But, man, Romy, there's nothing like walking into that stadium and 70,000 people there. You know, and now that I'm the head coach here, that's what I stare at the ceiling at night and think about, is us being there on that stage, the biggest stage that that our sport has, and having a chance to compete for a national championship. You didn't ask me, but if you did, I would say UConn's going to be really, really tough to beat. Crazier things have happened, but my goodness, are they humming. Danny's done an unbelievable job with that team, and they're as talented and as connected, playing as well as any team I've seen in a long, long time.
Pat, I was going to ask you about that before you left, and I'm glad you brought that up. I think that he's doing as good a job as any coach in the country right now. And, Pat, how about this, especially with your mentality?
He's a huge Cincinnati Bengals fan, too.
Yep.
I'm talking like eight-up Houdet Bengals fan. Every time I see him, we start talking about the Bengals, and he knows, like, you know, the free agents that they're thinking about picking up, the guy that they just put on the practice squad. That dude is ate up with the Cincinnati Bengals.
He is the best, man. I love the guy so much. I love him so much. And he's a big jungle guy, too. He always makes himself accessible for this show. But, Pat, doesn't it show that even with the portal and all the changes in the game right now, NIL, that Dan Hurley has proven, and he's not the only one, but he's proven you can coach these guys hard and still have success, and that some of the players want to be coached hard. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. I think winning players want discipline. They want accountability. You know, I've read a lot of stuff because obviously, you know, with the success they've had, the media coverage that they're having is extraordinary. And I read about his philosophy and the way they recruit and the way they hold players accountable. And I love it. That's in my DNA, too. We're an earn it program. They're a go get it program. We're not going to make promises. What we're going to promise you is, you know, we're going to win. And we're going to help develop you into the best basketball player that you could possibly be. We're going to compete for championships, but we're not a give-you program. We are an earn-it program, and that's what Danny Hurley's philosophy is as well. Done an extraordinary job.
Leave me with this thought. Like, you're about the right stuff, man. You've had to work and grind and fight and battle for everything. If I had said to you when you first broke in, is this where you thought you would end up, something like this, something like Louisville? Or are you still kind of looking around like, damn, this is really amazing?
Man, so I walked into my office, Romy, and they put it on social media. I'm sure you didn't see it, you know, probably five people did. But I walked in, and I look around, and I'm like, this is unbelievable. It's this huge, spacious area, and it has this huge glass wall that looks over to the practice facility, and it's lounge and couches and all this. I'm like, man, this is really, really cool. Now, where's my office? And they said, you're standing in it. And I was like, holy crap. But there's been some moments where all of a sudden I just stop time and I look around and you think about the journey, the grind, right? I did it the hard way, right? I was a walk-on for Skip Prosser at Xavier, earned a scholarship. He hired me at Wake Forest as director of basketball operations. My job was to make sure the Gatorades were on the bus ice cold and the napkins were folded the right way for 3 years. And when he had an opportunity to hire an assistant coach in the ACC 3 years later, he hired me without interviewing anybody else. And there were thousands of people, Romy, that were more qualified than I was to have that job. He believed in me. And I thought I made him proud. And then got an opportunity at a lower level at Winthrop. We had great success there, Charleston. And to know I'm standing here right now in a place where when I tell you they are passionate about hoop here, it's crazy. Like, I'm just Joe Bag of Donuts from the west side of Cincinnati. Now all of a sudden I get out of my car and I walk on the sidewalk, and no matter what, they're like, Coach, L's up. I walked into a restaurant the other day, and within a couple minutes, they all start doing the Go Cards chant. It was crazy. So fan base, passion, the care factor here is off the charts. They're so hungry to get this place back in its rightful place as a national title contender. And I'm excited to have this opportunity, and we're grinding forward, and it's going to happen.
So, Pat, leave me with this thought. I never keep guys this long, but I'm so enjoying this conversation with you. I know I'd ask you about Skip, but those who know Skip was a brilliant, brilliant man. He was a one of one. He was so different. You know he's looking down. You know he's proud of you. But you just touched on something I think is really interesting. I know you appreciate how passionate and how rabid that fan base is. And I was going to ask you, and I think you just kind of answered it in part, are you fully prepared for all the amateur coaches that you know you're going to run into in the grocery store, in the restaurant, wherever, that all have really strong opinions on everything you're doing, maybe something you didn't necessarily encounter in your first two stops?
Yeah, it's going to be definitely a different animal, but it's what you sign up for, right? I get what it's like to be a passionate fan, because guess what? I eat, sleep, and drink the Cincinnati Reds and Bengals. And you know what? David Bell is 10,000 times smarter than me at baseball, but I'll watch the game and I'll second guess that dude in the eighth inning with two on and he didn't lay down the bunt and move the guys over. I get it. That's what it is. But you know, I would rather have it that way than have apathy. I would rather have it that way than have you're trying to draw blood out of a rock and create passion in a fan base. It is here. It is here. And the byproduct of that sometimes is that type of stuff. But that's the deal. When you sit in this seat at a place like Louisville, that's the deal, and you accept it. You put blinders on, you control what you can control, and then obviously engaging, right, with the fan base, getting out there, making sure they see your energy, feel your energy, know your personality. That's kind of what I do, and I think it'll resonate really, really well with the fan base, as long as we win.
As long as you win, that other stuff you got covered, Pat. I'll tell you what, this I got so much out of this conversation that it's the rare conversation because the way I do this thing, I'm back to zero every single day. No matter how good or bad a show is, we're back to zero every single day. I will listen back to this interview in its entirety just for the energy and the inspiration and the motivation. That's how good you were, Pat. It's great to have you on. Congrats on something that you have worked long and hard for, and now I know that the real work begins. I know that you know that, I mean. Great to have you, Pat. So appreciate that. Good luck to you, and I know we'll do it again soon.
Thanks, Romy. Talk to you soon. Go Cards. L's up.
L's up. Pat Kelsey. Man, that was good. Now, there's somebody who gets it. There's somebody who's worked his entire life to be in this position, understands exactly who and what is in front of him, and is going to do everything in his power to crush the opportunity. That is good stuff. Louisville fan, no guarantees. Pat knows. But how fired up are you to hear that kind of energy and that kind of passion and a guy who wants it that badly and who gets it and who understands it? I love when they walk him into his office. He's looking around like, hey, man, that's a nice space. That's a nice space. Hey, listen, I got to get started. Where's my office? You're standing in it, coach.